Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Thank you, Master. We worship you. We honor and adore you. Thank you for a time like this. Thank you, Adonai. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat if you can. I will follow you. Take the little Lord. I'll follow you. Take the little Lord. I'll follow you. Take the little Lord. I will follow by you. Take a little love. Oh. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. Exodus 12, 12 to 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt tonight, this night. I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Tonight, very quickly, we look at the preservation power of the blood. The preservation power of the blood. And this relates particularly to the blood sacrifice. Tonight, we shall understand preservation by the blood in Scripture. Tonight, we shall also understand the ability of the blood to preserve. We shall understand the preservation power of the blood in Scripture, the ability of the blood to preserve, and we shall understand how to maximize the power of the blood. Throughout Scripture, the blood is a tool, a weapon for preservation of lives and destinies. The deeper your understanding, the stronger your faith. We're going to look at many examples. First, Adam and Eve, when they fell in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 3 and in verse 21, the Bible says, "And unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them." Coats of skins. What is the meaning of that to you? Adam and Eve sinned. And according to Scripture, God told them, the day you eat that fruit, you shall die. And of course, the wages of sin is death. So there was imminent, both physical and spiritual death. The moment Adam and Eve ate the fruit, God killed an animal and remove the skin of it, literally with the blood in the skin, and use it to clothe them. That is, an animal, the blood of an animal had to go for the life of Adam and Eve to be preserved. Example number two, the preservation of Joseph. When the children of Israel, children of Jacob, tried to deceive Joseph and eventually caught him and sold him into slavery, they were looking for what to say to their father when they got home. And they never knew that what they thought was a cunning plot was the preservation of the life of Joseph in the book of Genesis chapter 37 verse 31. Genesis 37:31. And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. Go on.
And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, "This have we found. Know now whether it is your son's coat or not." They thought they were playing a game, not knowing that they had killed an animal ahead, so that any death that could have taken Joseph in Egypt has died now. They literally preserved the life of the one they wanted to kill by offering an animal's blood, and made contact with Joseph's life by using the coat of many colors and dipped it directly into that blood. So when they came to Joseph and they said, "We were 11 brethren, but one has died," Joseph was looking at them. They preserved his life without knowing, because the blood makes atonement for the soul. That was Joseph's example, how Joseph was preserved by the blood. We just read now example number 3, the children of Israel in Egypt. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 12 to 13, the death angel was passing through the land and killing the firstborn in every house. And the Lord told the children of Israel, "Take an animal per house, a ram per house, a lamb per house. Kill that animal and take the blood of that animal and place it on the doorpost of your houses, on the lintels. Place the blood so that when I see the blood, I will pass over." While the death angel was entering into houses and killing, when he comes to your own house, he will pass over. By the mystery of the blood, the firstborn of Israel could not be consumed with the firstborn of Egypt by the power of the blood. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Many times we shout the blood of Jesus without knowing what is in the blood. And I'd like you to understand that the Old Testament is a shadow of the new. And we are seeing how Israel was preserved in Egypt by the mystery of the blood of Jesus. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, "The blood of Jesus." In Deuteronomy chapter 21, we are seeing the preservation of a community, the preservation of the land by the blood. In those days, God said, if a man is killed in the land and nobody knows who killed him, and the whole land is guilty, blood must go for blood. So, but what do you do? In Deuteronomy chapter 21 from verse 6, God gave a prescription. Alright, back up a bit to verse 4 thereabout. Okay, back up a little bit. Alright, maybe we'll start from verse 1. He said, if one be found slain in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess, lying in the field, and it is not known who killed him, then the elders and the judges shall come forth, and they shall measure unto the cities which are round about him that is slain. And it shall be that the city which is next unto the slain man, even the elders of that city shall take an heifer which has not been wrought, which has not drawn the yoke. And the elders of that city shall bring him down, the heifer, down the rough valley, which is neither eared nor sown, and shall strike up the heifer's neck, shed the blood there in the valley. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for them the Lord thy God has chosen to minister unto him, and to bless in the name of the Lord. And by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city that are next unto the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Lord, unto thy people Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood unto your people Israel's charge, and the blood shall be forgiven them. That is, so shall you put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when you shall do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. So if all of you are guilty of death because something happened and you don't know, apply the blood and then the land shall be free. When the blood of that heifer is shed, then freedom arrives for the land. Can somebody say a loud amen? So we saw that in Deuteronomy chapter 21 verse 6 to 9. Now we see another example of the preservation by the blood of Rahab the harlot. Rahab and her family. When the children of Israel, spies went to spy Jericho, they lodged in the house of Rahab. Rahab used a scarlet thread, blood-colored thread or rope, and used it to take them over the wall so that the spies were not caught. When the spies were leaving, they said, tie this scarlet thread on your door. Tie it on your house. It is in Joshua chapter 2, verse 18 to verse 19. He said, behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread. The scarlet color is almost like the color of the background that is having the writing you are seeing now. It's blood color, literally. You shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And you shall bring your father and your mother and your brethren and all your father's household that is under the bloodline. Somebody say the bloodline. Somebody say the bloodline. You shall bring them inside that bloodline. Now, and it shall be that whosoever go out of the doors of your house into the street that leaves this bloodline, his blood shall be upon his head. And we will be guiltless. But whosoever shall be with you in the house where this bloodline has been drawn and tied, his blood shall be upon our head if anybody should lay hand upon him. So the deal was sealed. And if you read further down, when Israel came to Jericho in Judges chapter 6 and in verse 20, and they shouted and the wall of Jericho fell down flat, there was a portion of the wall that did not fall. The portion where Rahab's house was sitting. Because Israel went after everybody had died and opened the door and brought Rahab out of the house that was still standing. And the house of Rahab was upon the city wall. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm talking about here. That is, the house did not fall and not a soul died. Because there was a bloodline that covered the house. Tonight, I prophesy to somebody here, by the mystery of the blood, you shall be preserved, your family shall be preserved, your children shall be preserved, your loved ones shall be preserved. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, say amen. Lift up your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over my life, over my house, over my family. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. Is anybody gaining anything here? Say a louder amen. Take your seat. Now, the preservation of Israel in the face of the Philistines, that will be our example number 5 or 6. The preservation of Israel in the midst of battle. Israel was surrounded by the Philistines. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 all the way to verse 12. As they were surrounded, they want to rush at Israel. If you back up and you read a little bit, because of time, I'm just going to go straight. And Samuel took a sucking lamb. Alright, maybe back up a bit to verse 7. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a lamb, is now offering blood, and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him, And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethkar. And then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "He Fatto has the Lord helped us." Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a louder shout of victory. Every time you apply the blood, you connect his help. You apply the blood, you connect his help. Every time we apply the blood, we connect his help. Every time we release the blood, we receive his help. We connect, we release the blood, we receive his help. Somebody is receiving help here tonight. If you are that one, shout the loudest, say amen. And all this blood is leading us somewhere. It's leading us to a blood sacrifice that is to come. Number 7. Preservation. During the plague in Israel. You know, the Bible said, One day, he said, Satan moved David to number Israel. And David numbered Israel. And God said, "Is that right?" And God said, "I give you 3 things. Tell me now what I should do for you. 3 years in the hands of your enemy, or 3 months, or so and so and so, with your enemy, or how many months or days, I will personally deal with Israel." David said, "It's better for you to deal with me than for you to hand over me to enemy. Enemy will just finish me." Enemy will just finish me. God began to smite Israel. Somebody asked me, why should God smite Israel? What was the offense in numbering Israel? The offense was because, number one, Satan originated it. Anything originated by the devil is a crime. He says Satan moved David. He was led by the devil, not by God. Right? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the devil, are under the influence of the devil. So that was fine. Secondly, numbering Israel means he was now going to rely on the strength of Israel for his survival, for battles. And every time, I told my son the other day, I said, every time you begin to you begin to rely on anything, God will deal with that thing. Whatever begins to take the place of God in your life, God will deal with that thing. So you can return back to him. So God began to deal with Israel. And then David began to run. I'm sure you heard what I said. If you don't want God to deal with anything, don't trust that thing. Trust God. If you don't want God to deal with anything, don't allow that thing to take the place of God. If it is your job that has taken the place of God, get ready. If it is your car, your money that has become God in your life, get set. God will hit it until you will turn back and say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry." It's all right. So God dealt with what? It was not the counting of Israel, but counting on Israel. Yes, sir. That was the challenge. It's one thing to count the people. It's another thing to count on the people. So, David took an animal and went to the field of Ornan the Jebusite. You remember the story? Was that 2 Samuel 24, 1 Samuel 24, 24, thereabout. Let me get the right scripture. And He offered the sacrifice. 2 Samuel 24, start from verse 25. Okay, 25 now. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings, that is, animals that were killed and burnt, and peace offerings. So the Lord was instructed for the land, and the plague was taken from Israel. That is, as blood was shed, life was spared. As blood was shed, life was spared. That is blood sacrifice in the Old Testament. But there was one blood sacrifice that was very, very dangerous. That one was a person's blood. Still in the altar 3 and in verse 24. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 24. When they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone and filled it, and they stopped all the wells of water and felled all the good trees. Only in Kehareset left there the stones thereof. Howbeit, the slingers went about it and smote it. When the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew the swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. I've told you this before. Every time Israel was in battle, God was with them, fighting with them. So this is Israel, this is God with them, and this is the Moabites on the other side. They have finished the Moabites until they were almost gone. And then the Moabite king carried his firstborn son and offered him as a burnt offering. And God said, Israel, about turn, move back home. Battle over. Blood has been shed there. You cannot win. When you look at it, you think, what a heathen practice to kill a person. But Jehovah was seeing a spiritual principle. He reminded him of what was to come. The sacrifice of his only begotten son, that is to save humanity from the hands of the devil, from the hands of cancer, from the hands of diabetes, from the hands of hypertension, from the hands of ulcer, from the hands of witches and wizards, from the hands of occultic powers. He reminded him, this man just behaved like me. Israel, move back home. He said there was indignation against Israel, which means God began to fight Israel. That is, the battle turned against Israel. If they didn't run home on time, they would have been finished. Because of the blood of a man, mortal man, how much more the blood of the Son of God? All the things you have been hearing was taking us to this place, the place where the Son of God, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, shed his blood for humankind, so that you may live. In the book of Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 12, he said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power to preserve your life, and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. If the blood of a man, ordinary man of a heathen king, can cause them to win their battle, the blood of his only begotten Son of God will cause you to win this current war.
It will cost you to fulfill your days. It will cost you to fulfill your days. It will cost you to fulfill your destiny. I am anointed to announce to somebody here, in the name of Jesus, the enemy shall not cut you short before your time. You shall not die before your time. Your children shall not die before their time. Your loved ones shall not pass on before their time. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen.
Look at your name over yourself. Say, thank God for the blood.
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is why He said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. It's our tool of victory. How does the blood grant preservation? Number one, the blood is our stronghold, fortress, high tower. In times of need, the blood is our stronghold, our fortress, our high tower in times of need. Zechariah chapter 9 and in verse 11. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11. He says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Verse 12. Turn, O you to the strongholds, you prisoners, the captives now of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. Stronghold, stronghold. In ancient times, there are city strongholds, ancient towers, bulwarks that people run into when the battle is strong. It is it has several forms. It can be in form of an elevated place. It can be in form of a surrounded, well-fortified place. They just run into it. It is like the bunkers of today, or what they call in Israel, the missile shields that they have today. The people run into it, and when the ballistic missile falls, it can't reach them. When the cruise missiles and the Petra missiles come, it can't locate them, because they are in a fortress, in a stronghold, they are in a high tower. He said the blood is our missile shield. The blood is our bomb bunker. It's our bomb shelter. The blood is what we run into when arrows are flying. Is God speaking to somebody here? The blood is what we take cover inside when you don't know where the arrows are coming from. The blood is what we take cover inside when you don't know what the enemy is planning. The blood is what we take cover inside. It's our bomb shelter. It's our missile shield. It's our bunker. It's what we step inside until the battle is over, and then you are off on the street and they are wondering what happened to you, and you are telling them, I just stepped into the stronghold, I stepped into the high tower, I stepped into the bunker, I stepped a shataka dagalaya. I prophesy to somebody here today, the next time arrows are flying around where you are, they will never locate you. They will never locate you. They will never locate you. If you believe that, shout the blood three times. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Oh, shut up, oh Lord, take your seat. Mana shako, take your seat, man shoko bagadagala. The blood is our stronghold, our fortress, our high tower in times of need. Number two, the blood. It's our voice. The blood is the voice of rebuke for the forces of the enemy. The voice of rebuke. Because the blood has a voice. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24. It says that we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkler that speaketh. He speaketh. He speaketh. He speaketh. He speaketh. He speaketh. He speaketh. The blood of the sprinkling, the blood speaks. The blood has a voice. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Pass over. Move over. You can't touch this one. You can't touch this one. You can't touch that family. The blood speaks. The blood has a voice. I prophesy tonight, the blood of Jesus will speak over your life. He will speak over your family. He will speak over your children. It will rebuke the forces of darkness on your behalf. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus.
Take your seat. The blood speaks. It speaks. It speaks. It speaks. It has a voice. It speaks. It speaks. It's the voice of rebuke for the forces of the enemy. It's the voice of preservation. It speaks rebuke for the enemy. It speaks preservation over your life. You shall live. You shall not die. You shall fulfill your days. You shall be everything God wants you to be. The blood speaks, speaks, speaks. Number three, the blood is our Passover seal. Passover seal. Passover seal. Against the destroyer. Against the destroyer. It's our Passover seal against the destroyer.
He said, I will make the destroyer to pass through the land tonight. But when he sees the blood, he will pass over. When the blood is marked on your head, marked on your house, marked on your life, when there is the blood mark and the bloodline, it is a seal of Passover. Say, this is not a touchable one. Move over. Pass over. Go to the next house. Go over. Just move on. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Just keep. It is our Passover seal.
Young man testified about 3 weeks ago. He said the robbers came to their house and they tried to make their gun function. It couldn't function. And the other one told you, I told you now that you can't rob here. This is a dynamis mem. You can't rob here. I told you. You say we should still try.
That was how they left and passed over. I am now not talking not just of physical entities, but spiritual entities. That spirit husband that used to molest you in the night, that tormenting serpent spirit, those ones that used to feed you in the dream, those demonic agents, after tonight, they shall see the blood and pass over. They shall see the blood and pass over. They shall see the blood and pass over. Those demons that want to force food into your mouth in the dream of the night, they shall see the blood and pass over. If you are seeing them, shout the loudest, amen. Say, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, all you demonic entities, pass over. I just saw now that after this communion tonight, after we take the communion tonight, there are people, things will come out of your system. They will come out physically, as in either out in the drought or out in vomitus. Things will come out physically, and some will come out spiritually. Everything my Father in heaven has not deposited in your body will be flushed and forced out of your system. By the blood, shout the loudest, amen.
Check your seat.
Number four, the blood is the container of the package of redemption. It contains the package of redemption.
What is the lamb that was slain? Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. And all the things mentioned there are inside the blood. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20 talks about the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. It's the blood of our covenant. It carries covenant details. By the blood, you can be broken free from addictions, bondage, sinful, by the blood. You can be set free from infirmity. By the blood, you can be set free from the plague of scarcity. By the blood, ancestral generational curses can be broken, because this is all that Christ died for. By the blood, you can be set free from premature death and live the life that Jesus lived. So the blood is the container of the package of redemption. Whatever Jesus Christ died to offer you, you drink it in by the blood. Whatever Jesus died to offer you, whatever Jesus died to offer, whatever Jesus died to offer, you drink it in by the blood. And whatever Calvary forbids is forbidden by the blood. Whatever is not permitted by the cross, as you drink, the blood is flushed out of your system. Somebody shout power. The best of what you are hearing is that God confirms what has not been preached cannot be confirmed. God confirms the words of his servant and performs the counsel of his messenger. If it is not preached, it's not confirmable. Whatever we preach on, God. And as I'm preaching on this now, and you are getting the understanding now, the next time the plague of ancestral curse want to finish your life, you say, by this blood of Jesus that wiped out generational curse from my life, I take the blood and I declare ancestral curse, you are broken. I cannot suffer what other people in my family suffer. I cannot suffer what my lineage people suffer. I cannot suffer what Jesus already died for. By the blood of Jesus, I receive my freedom. Somebody stand on your feet for just 3 minutes, just 1 minute, and just blast in tongues, pray in the spirit, and appropriate the power of the blood. Take your seat. My shatter. Give him a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The blood of Jesus sets me free from shame and sorrow. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus sets me free from shame and sorrow.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. Sing it one more time. The blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free.
Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Masha. Transmit the package of redemption. Whatever Jesus died to offer you, when you drink the blood, you drink it in. Isn't that very, very pictorial? Just like the same electricity that will meet different needs. For somebody is killing disease, killing that cancer. For somebody else, it is killing the spirit of premature death. Five, the blood of Jesus. The blood transmits the life of divinity. Because the life of all flesh is in the blood. Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11. The life of all flesh is in the blood. And I have given it upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. The blood, the life of the owner is in the blood of the same. In John chapter 6 and in verse 54, John 6:54, he said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Listen to this. The introduction of the blood is the introduction of divinity into humanity for the termination of mortality and morbidity. If that looks so big to you, mortality is disease, morbidity is death. The introduction of the blood is the introduction of divinity into humanity. It's a divino-human connection. It is introduction of divinity into humanity for the mopping up. Have you ever seen a Hoover walk in a house before? Just mops up every dust particle for the mopping up of morbidity and mortality. You know, there is always a type and shadow of everything in the New Testament and the Old. One day there was the sons of the prophet brought strange lentils, and as they were eating it, they said, there is death in the pot. Death in the pot. Death in the pot. And Elisha, the prophet, took meal, which is the equivalent of the communion in the New Testament, and poured the same into the pot. And the meal that was cast into the pot swallowed the death. Just sucked it in. It was the same way that the rod of Moses swallowed up completely. And you know, Jesus is the rod out of the stem of Jesse. In Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1 and 2, that the way that rod swallowed up the magician's rod, it was a serpent that swallowed the other serpent. And Moses dropped his rod, it was a serpent. They dropped their rod, it was a serpent. And the serpent of Moses swallowed their serpent, and it became rod back in the hand of Moses. And They became rudderless. Egypt became rudderless. They were denuded, deprived of power forever. And Moses did not reform the rod. And the rod did not increase in size. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? That is what the miracle meal, the communion, does in your body. As you take it, it begins to look for the rod to swallow, the magician's rod to swallow every stranger in your body, every stranger in your system, every stranger in your life. Tonight they shall be swallowed up. If you are saying amen, you say it like a believer. Without any doubt, before the daybreak, someone here, someone watching via the satellite, the internet, someone watching from around the world, you shall be testified that something in your body just disappeared. Something the enemy planted there. I see a growth, a tumor just disappearing overnight. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. How do you benefit? From the blood. You know, you can take the communion for donkey years. I'm a communicant. For donkey years. Your level of soberness is not what will impart the impact. It's good to be sober. It's good to be reverential. But there is more to it. Am I communicating? You can take the communion that me or any priest or pastor serve you directly, and it may produce no result. But you can pick the biscuit and the ribena with a different mindset and understanding. Do you know that the communion, the Bible said, while they were at meal, Matthew, I think, chapter 27, while they were eating, from the direct food they were eating, he took bread and took wine. Not that they bought it specially from anywhere, he took it from the table and said, this is my body. What? This food that we are eating has now become your body. And this wine that that was served for us normal for lunch has now become your, yes. It is because I said so. I declared it and consecrated it. I have spoken it and it is. And as they were eating, look at that. It wasn't a special occasion. Thank God for the special occasion we have now, because in the New Testament they broke the bread once every week. But as they were eating, he took bread that they were eating from the table. He broke it, gave it to the disciples. He said, take it. This is my body. Go on. And he took the cup also. Whatever wine or whatever they were drinking, he gave thanks and said, saying, drink all of it. Drink all of it. What is that? Go ahead. This is my blood. Hey, this food that is, even the person who served us the food didn't know this is your blood. He didn't know this is your body. But now that you have consecrated it, it's my blood. It's my body. Now, do you know the meaning? I'm not underplaying this, the whole process. I'm just saying to you, it is not what is done that is the issue. But from where are you doing it? What understanding? With what mind are you doing it? What do you have in mind? You can do things religiously and you can do things revelationally. What you do religiously can make you feel good. What you do revelationally brings you good. So take your seat. I have already started. How do you profit from the communion, from the blood? Number one, by revelation.
The scriptures that I read from the Old Testament, from Adam and Eve and all that, they were not for entertainment. They were meant to broaden your understanding, your revelation, to increase your revelation base. Because the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29, it said the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. If they must belong to you, they must be revealed to you. You can only access things by insight. I saw some people jumping when I say, whatever Jesus Christ died to offer you, when you drink the communion, you are drinking it in. That is light. That did something to you. So the next time you are drinking the communion, you are not just drinking a shadow. And he told them, drink all of it. Don't let any drop leave in the cup. Hey. Drink it, all of it. Don't be doing that and say, I'm remaining some. All of it. Drink all of it. Drink all of it. You can do guy and remain food at home. But when you communion, drink all of it. You need every trace, every drop of the wine. Praise the Lord. Number one, by revelation. Number two, by faith. I am not just doing this thing as usual. I am doing it because it is commanded. He said, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Whatever is us, whatever belongs to us, comes to us. By faith. Number three, through declarations. If the blood has voice, I will give voice to the voice of the blood by my voice. Two of you shall agree as touching a thing, it shall be established. The voice, the blood is speaking and I'm speaking. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 said, my faith also has to speak. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. I take in the life of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus, I apply the line of the blood by faith around the perimeter of my possessions. Satan, you can't trespass. You cannot trespass. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, by faith, I apply the line of the blood around the perimeter of my possession. It works. It works. I heard the story of foxes. Kenneth Copeland told this story. In a neighborhood in America, fox, wild fox, came into the neighborhood and was causing havoc, killing people, doing all manner of things. And a man in that neighborhood came out, stood around his house, saying, the name of Jesus, if this is the line, is the camera seeing this line? He said, I draw the bloodline by faith around the perimeter of this house, and no stranger shall intrude. I draw the bloodline by faith around the perimeter of this house, and no stranger shall intrude. And the next day, he saw two foxes exactly in front of the line, exactly where they met that invisible line he drew by faith. Two foxes laid down by that bloodline, dead. What? They were running around thinking that everywhere was a go area as they wanted to cross the line. I
Are you just sitting and looking like that? I said somebody will stand with a shout of victory. Exactly.
No, no, leave it, leave it.
Exactly at the perimeter of the house.
If it is by accident, why were they not lying here? Why were they not lying here? Every devil that sent them to that neighborhood will tell their story in hell. Say, oh, devil. Devil. I saw something in that place. I was running. I thought I wanted to go and kill some people. Before I knew it, I jammed something. I can't even tell what it was. Roasted. Gone. It works. Over your inheritance, I speak the line of the blood.
Over your family, over your children, over your property, over your investments, I speak the line of the blood. I speak the line, the line of the blood, the line of the blood. Over your life, your family, your property.
Remain standing because our time is almost up. By declaration, speak. I'm on this journey. I speak the blood on the road. Clear out every evil in the name of Jesus. I take off in this flight, undergirded by the blood of Jesus, on the wings of angels. Aircraft passed to Abuja without incidents. In Jesus' name. You sit down, relax. Am I communicating at all? The final key to benefiting from the blood is by consistency. I like us, like you, to tenaciously and consistently make demands on the blood. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and in verse 26, 1 Corinthians 11, 26, you say, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are showing the Lord's death until he comes. That is, as often, every time you come into contact with the communion, you are into contact with the death, the resurrection, the death, the crucifixion, the death, the burial, the resurrection. Everything his death represents, you are coming into contact with it afresh. But this is the key point. As often. So the blood and the body is not for special occasions only. It is for as often. How often? As often. You are the determinant of the oftenness. As often. Once a day, often. Before each meal, often. Once a week, often. Only on communal service days, it's up to you. But as often. The man of God, Smith Wigglesworth, he had a pocket in which he had a bottle of oil. The tailor would sew his coat with bottle of oil and communion. Communion is, the bottle of oil is in the pocket. But the communion is in his possession. I don't know whether he put the communion on his body as well. But communion. No day passes without the communion. No day. Not one day. That's the, what they call apostle of faith. That raised 24 dead people. That didn't know what it means to be sick. Very strong in body. When he died, it was shock that killed him. He wasn't sick. He prayed for somebody and he was asking, how is he? He's trying to be healed. What? What? That is, how can I pray for somebody who wasn't healed? His faith was at a point where you must be healed. He's the one that used to punch devils. He said that this person has a cancer of the stomach. Come. Bam! The person landed on the floor. They say you have killed him. He said, I haven't killed him. Then why did you hit him like that? I said, I'm not hitting him. I only hit the devil. and he only happened to get in the way. I was hitting the devil, but the person was in the way. And the person gets up and is screaming, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Shouting. Don't try to. Otherwise, you will have many police cases. Except God gives you revelation to operate like that. He was hitting people like that one day. It was the turn of someone. Say, what is your own case? Say, I'm already okay. The person wanted to avoid the blow. I'm okay. I'm normal now. What's your own case? No, sir. It's okay. I'm all right. Because the boxing will be, the blow will be worse than the sickness I came with. Now, he took the communion every single day. Walked in strength, energy. So, consistency. And don't be consistent to a point where it becomes religious. Because they say familiarity brings contempt. So, oh, you are used to it. I'm taking it every day, so it's just used to it. No. Approach it afresh with faith, with light, with insight. I am taking this, is injecting the life of the one who bled into me now. And tonight, it will do something for somebody. Did you receive something at all? Lift up your two hands and go ahead and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Will you lift up your hands and lift up your voice and honor him? Adore him. Worship him. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the supremacy. Dominion rules sovereignty.
There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in power in the blood. There is power power in the blood. There is power mighty in
power in the blood.
There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power.
Lift your hands, lift your voice, sing it.
Power in the blood.
Power in the blood.
There is power mighty in the blood.
Power in the blood.
There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty.
Two more times. See power in the blood.
There is power mighty in the blood.
Power in the blood.
There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power in the blood.
Lift your voice and just begin to thank him for the blood tonight. Thank him for the blood tonight. Thank him for the blood tonight.
In the blood of Jesus Christ, there is power mighty in the blood. There is power.
In the name of Jesus. For your life, make demands. Because of time, when you go back home, you pray the prayers one by one. But for your life tonight, make demands on the full benefits of the blood of Jesus. Father, as I approach the communion tonight, I make demands on the full benefits of the blood, the dividends of the blood, everything the blood of Jesus has to offer, I receive tonight. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the blood of Jesus. I receive the dividends of the blood tonight in my life. I receive everything the blood has for me tonight. I receive the dividends, the benefits of the blood in my life. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray.
In the name of Jesus. When you go home, you will pray. But tonight, please be upstanding, everybody. One of the things I have noticed everywhere we go for crusades this year, everywhere we have gone, from Makurdi to Port Harcourt to Akure to Lokoja next week, let all your friends and brethren know there is such a sparkle in the air, a ray of hope, fresh air. It's like problem is too much. Thank God for this fresh air. The crusade goes on, the people don't want it to finish because our generation is overrun. Yes, sir. Overrun with evil, overrun with antichristic agenda. Kidnap on one side, terrorism on the other side, banditry on the other side. The same thing with different names. All manner. Coronavirus on the other side. Then vaccine on the other side. And then the vaccine is said that with the vaccine you still need to cover your face. With the vaccine you still need to social distance. Vaccine is producing more devastating complications than the virus itself in many quarters. The other day they recorded how many viral deaths from vaccine in a particular, even though they said the percentage is minimal, but deaths happen en masse. There are places now they said you cannot go out until you have the vaccine card. As far as we know, the Antichrist is on a rampage in different forms in our generation. And he is trying to manifest before time. And his time hasn't come. Jesus must take us out of the earth first. Then the devil can do what he wants. Why would he want to destroy the earth before Jesus comes on our own watch? On our watch. I watched a Christian movie some time ago where a killer came for the president of that particular country. Say, I'm looking for the president. What do you want with the president? I need to see the president now. And this man said, not on my watch. That is, I take you down or you take me down before you see him. Not, you see, there are things that must not happen on our watch.
Yes.
I want us to lift our voice, even if it is 2 minutes. There are African countries now that are on total lockdown. That is in Africa. Father, let the blood speak for your children in this generation. And let the agenda of the Antichrist in all forms be arrested. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father.
Open your mouth and say, Father,
Father.
We ask
for the speaking
of the blood of Jesus,
of the blood of Jesus.
In our generation.
In our generation.
Father, we ask that the agenda, of the Antichrist, in our world,
in our generation,
today, be arrested.
By the blood
of Jesus.
Every agenda
of the Antichrist.
Every premature
agenda
of the Antichrist
in our generation. We arrest you
by the blood of Jesus.
All your agenda. Antichristic agenda.
Antichristic agenda.
For our world.
For our nation.
For Nigeria.
We declare,
and decree
today
that the blood
of Jesus
is against you
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
The blood of Jesus
is against you. And say, Father, we make demand
on the speaking
of the blood of Jesus
for our generation.
Satan,
Antichrist,
the blood of Jesus
is against you.
You will not manifest
before your time.
Your orchestrations
are frustrated,
reversed,
nullified,
cancelled
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Your orchestrations are nullified,
they are reversed
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus Christ, so shall it be.
Take that prayer up in your closet, if possible, daily. Take it up.
And the God who is still on the throne will answer us in our time
and reverse everything the enemy is planning for this world at this time. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Tonight,
the best you can do for yourself is to make your ways right with God. To have Jesus as Lord over your life and to have your sins forgiven. Will you pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly step forward and let me pray for you. I'll give you the count of seven. You step forward and make your ways right with Jesus and be born again and be saved. One. While we do that, the communion will take their position. Please, everybody, take your seat. If you are not saved, the blood has no impact on your life. The first assignment of the blood is to save you, is to deliver you from the power of sin. So quickly, rush to the frontier and let us pray for you. One, I'll give you the count of seven. Two, three.
Give your life, give him your life, give him your life.
He's waiting,
waiting for you. Give,
give him
your life,
life, give him your life,
give him your life,
give him your life.
He's waiting for you. Give him your life,
give him your life,
give him your life,
give him your life. It's
when would you give him your life?
Give him,
give him, give him, give him,
give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Waiting for
would you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Would you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Would you give him your life?
Give him your life. Waiting for you.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Wouldn't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for
give him,
you.
Give him, give him, give him, give him,
give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for you.
All those who are still giving him your life, you want to have an addiction broken, tobacco, please don't take the communion yet, hold it. Awaiting the time we shall take it. You want to make your sins forgiven, you want an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle, something that has changed your life, something you are not proud of, you are not happy with, and you want it broken off your life, quickly join us as well. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
Give him your life.
Two.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Yes, come forward. Three.
He's waiting for you.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life. He's waiting for
you. Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him,
give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him, give him.
Blessed be your name, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer with me. And say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Everybody stand up with that communion. Lift it up. You don't have? Where? Under the gallery there. There are hands lifted without a communion. Please reach out to them very fast. Under the galleries there. Quickly. While they are reaching out to you, lift up that communion bottle or communion equipment and just begin to speak to God right now what you expect this communion to do for you based on what you heard. Go ahead.
Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus, I speak into that communion today. I decree today that communion, the blood of Jesus in your hands now, is decreed your bomb shelter. You can lift up your own communion points of contact up as well. Everywhere arrows are looking for people. When they come near where you are, they return back to senders. From this day, the voice of the blood shall speak continuously over your life, over your family, over your children, over your loved ones, in the name of Jesus. I decree tonight, this is your Passover seal. It's your Passover seal. I declare the release of the package of redemption. Every package of redemption. Every package of redemption. Your healing, your deliverance, your results, your resources, your releases, your fulfillment of days are released through this communion tonight in the name of Jesus. I prophesy divine life. Divine life. The flow of divine life. Again, the flow of divine life. Every mortality, morbidity, calamity, adversity, infirmity in your system be swallowed up by the life of divinity in this communion in the name of Jesus. That heart disease is over. That diabetes is over. That prostate disease is over. That hypertension is over. That ovarian disease is over. The barrenness is over. The spirit husband is over. The spirit wife, spirit children are over. The serpentine spirits are over. Help that man. Help the man there. Help the man there. Ancestral curses. Ancestral demons. The powers are over in your life. In the name of Jesus. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your body that the enemy has planted, I declare they are flushed out now. I call it done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and take that communion with celebration.
The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow.
The blood of Jesus,
the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus,
the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free.
Go ahead, you have taken that communion. Counselors, you can go ahead with the people. Where are you going? Yes. Let them still be a part of the anointing session. Right. Now, before we apply the oil, stretch your two hands in front of you. And I prophesy upon your hands in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I declare that your harvest shall look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Whatever is yours, no devil shall keep back. I call it done in Jesus' name. Go ahead and pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges, and let us honor God.
this kind God. I never
while see you get your bottles of oil ready.
This kind God. Let's be your holy.
This kind God.
I never see your kind God.
Let's be your holy name.
Lift it higher, Father. Multiply the harvest in the hand of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to bear. In Jesus' precious name, by the mystery of the blood of Jesus tonight, I declare where your harvests are tied, they are released by the fire of the blood in Jesus' name. Go ahead and drop the communion. Sorry, drop the offering. Once you have dropped it, pick your bottles of oil and be upstanding.
Never see your type.
And if you are here tonight for the first time, you can actually step forward here and let your communion happen. Sorry, the anointing happen for you in the front quickly. If today is your first time in Dunamis Church, let us receive you in the front here. There is so much that God has done tonight, but we won't have the time to take testimonies tonight. Do you know that the Passover comes before the Pentecost? He was crucified, shed his blood, then the fire fell. The blood always goes with the fire. The blood always goes with the oil. In Exodus chapter 29, verse 21, God was asking, "And you shall take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron." That is, anywhere you find the blood, there you find the oil. Anyone who makes demands on the blood is also making demands on the power. So lift up that bottle of oil. Everything we have spoken about the blood, we make demands on the oil for a seal of the same. In the name that is above every name, that the fire of the Holy Ghost will seal what the blood of Jesus has done in our lives. He suffered no man to do them wrong. According to scriptures, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." I declare you, your family and your loved ones untouchable by the reason of this anointing. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, decree, and announce unusual encounters tonight, unusual visitations tonight, mind-blowing manifestations tonight. Jehovah shall step into your room tonight and check out the devils. Somebody's heart disease is healed, and somebody's knee disease is healed, and somebody's perineal spiritual attack is over forever. Somebody's dry hands are over forever. Finances will never dry from your hands. Your expectation shall be realized before this week is out. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. At the count of five, there was someone who came in here and said, "There is a stone on your chest, small towards the right, heavy, painful, terrible, but it has left just now."
It's actually an arrow of death. Because you know of people who cry, my chest, before you know it, they are gone. You came in here with that condition tonight, you can't feel it anymore. Wave your hand. Yes, that's right. Odegu degu. Amanchala. Degu 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 degu. That arrow of death. Lift the hand up. That person with a tooth condition, terrible, as if the tooth should be removed so you can rest. You came here tonight, it is over. Let this tooth be removed so I can rest. You came here tonight, it is over. Tooth condition. He has the chest condition. If you have that one with that tooth, let us know. Right kidney has just been healed. Whether it's pyelonephritis, nephrotic syndrome, nephritis, nephritic, whatever. It's just gone. The right kidney. And if it's kidney failure and needs a kidney replacement, I prophesy a replacement of the kidneys right now. Lift up your hand now. Yes.
Yes, about 5 or 6 persons out. One word, sharp pain they came into service with, but at the release of that word, the pain disappeared.
I prophesy to everyone here today, every spirit of death coming in form of an arrow on your chest, on your body, on your system, go, 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 out of this body, go, go, go. Out of these bodies, in the name of Jesus, everyone with an arrow of death, arrow of disease, arrow of destruction, arrow of frustration, arrow of demotion, sent your way, it is retrieved and refired back to sender. Lift the hand up at the count of 7, 5. You place it on your head and scream fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost is coming upon you as a seal of preservation. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you ready? We are counting to 5. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. And fire! 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 Fire, 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 fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Jesus, lift up your hand still one more time. Any organ in your body looking for replacement is replaced.